Kof Beis Mar Cheshvan, Sunday the 20th of November, Rabbi Michael Scharf, in Yone Yayin.
Good morning to everyone.
Morning.
Well, just heard someone said we passing over from fish to wine. I think if I answer the kasha which I had, so I think it's quite appropriate. I didn't realize that we managed to sleep last time we spoke about fish. In this week's Sedler, we have the whole maise from Yaakov and Esther when they went to take the brochas. And Rivko Imenu told Yaakov, listen, I hear that your father Yitzchok wants to give the brochas to Esau. And she made the whole shvindel, like we all know. And Yaakov Avinu went to Yitzchok to take the brochas. When Rivko prepared them all the meal, and she arrived there, and Yaakov Avinu arrived by his father, Vayoyimer, said in Posuk, Hagisho li bo'ichelom mitzed b'ni, Yitzchok finally agreed that this is Esau, and he said, give me to eat, leman te bo'ichelom nafshi, so I can bench you, v'ayagish loy v'yoichal, and Yaakov gave the food to Yitzchok, v'yover loy yayin v'yesh. It's quite interesting thing, this is a very interesting netziv, I don't want to go into it, but it's a question which raised many times the way we speak to our parents, always beloshon noichach, what we called you. Yeah, we don't say father want. Although with tidua nadach, we know in the world, especially in the goyishe world, it's very mechaber the person we talk beloshon noichach. So baklal yisrael is oich do such a thing when we talk to a godel, somebody more, we always talk beloshon noichach. But when we are talking to parents, usually we're all used to it, we're talking about in Loshon Noichach straight to it, you, what do you want? Here, where we are medacted the psukim, Yaakov Avinu was talking to Yitzchok, Loshon Noichach, to you, the whole parsha, Mashiachim, when Esau came, he says, Yokum Ovi, he was talking Loshon Noichach, Shet the Netziv, the Loshon Agoyim. And the Netziv explained what's the difference. This is Dveikus, when a person speaks to someone one-to-one, and he says, you, like we speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Ato Hashem. And mainly we are talking straight, we are miskarev to the person much, much more. And that's why clearly, so a little medrash about it as well. But upon him, this is one of the diukim, very interesting, in Yomim, which clearly was a lot of time debating about this subject. And here we see the pasuk says Vayover lo yain vayesht, and he was brought to him some wine, and Yitzchok Avinu drank. When we are medakdek the psukim, we see that in the first parsha Yitzchok did not ask for wine; he just says, "Hopefully mitzeid, bring me something to eat." Voyichelo, he didn't mention anything about drinking. Rivka saw as well when Rivka prepared the gedim, everything for Yaakov, and he took, was no wine at all, nothing was preparing any wine. Yaakov came, v'yichelo, suddenly, v'yover lo yayin, v'yesht. What happened is, in the Medrash state, v'yover lo, this is Malach Michoel. The Malach Michoel came along, and he bought him, yayin, v'yesht, this is given yayin ha-meshumer. We all know that the night of the gedim, it was Lel Pesach. Rashi brings the robes, then two gedim, one tzvei kobonos, Pesach, mitchagige, and so on. We know all midrash chazal. We're talking all about Erev Pesach. So he bought him the yain for arba koises, and in fact the arba koises are also merumas in the pasuk vayove loy, the special geshaim underneath the loy, double up vayove loy. Double, just chat two times two, which is four arba koises. At the point of the Rambam, who is the Mefarshim by Engin Arab. At the point we see here that Michoel, Malach Michoel, bought him up miyayin ha-meshumah. What is this yayin ha-meshumah? Without being in the Gris Afriyam ha-meshumah, Oba, we want to know what is the Gia Fa'in yayin ha-meshumah. In the Hidchis Yayin Nesach, we all know that there is a halacha fin yain she'osur min ha-toira, and yain she'osur min ha-rabbonon, what we call stam yenom, and this is also yain and nesach. Yain and nesach is she'nisnasech la'avodah zorah, it means it's a goy took it, pour it on to the front of the avodah zorah, in Mele, this wine became also a yain and nesach min haTorah is also ba'anoy as well. Not only also, it's also ba'anoy. In those, we learned about Gemara, in Psukim, we learned about Psukim in Torah, in Psukim in Neviim, there are a few Psukim we learn of it. Stam Yeno, this is a bottle of wine, or wine which was touched by a goy, without a nisuch, without pouring it to our Zohar. Chazal omz ge'asr, because Machshavas Akum is Oich Poigem. Could be as Machshavas Avod Zohar, we all know Machshavas Avod Zohar is Oich Azrike Maise. And Mimele, when a goy touched it, maybe had Machshavas Avod Zohar, Mimele is also, and according to a lot of Rishonim, and we paskening the Pashas, the Machlok, the Mechaber Midramo, La'aloch, the Eshes Simon in Ichris Yaineth, so this is Kuf Chov Gimel in Yeredeh. In a chelik base, well, today we can't really say chelik aleph, chelik base, chelik gimel, because with all the new shulchanos, what we are used to for many years, that has changed. So, kaponim, we need to refer to the simon. It's kuf chov gimel. The mechaber brings tam yenom shel amomim oy dekichovim osur ba'anor vuadin lemagom b'yain shelomo. Even that, not only their wine, even the wine, our wine, a goy who touches oich osur ba'anor. The Ramozug mishum gzeres yain shnis naser. Why the Chazal omtoch geaset al gzere? Bisman hazeh she'enu shchiach she'umus menachim la'avidus kochovim. We don't find so much as mamish menachim. They drink it because they want to drink. They don't have mamish machshavas avidus zore. Yesh oimrim demagav kichovim yain shelomu enu osur ba'anoy rag bishtir. So the Ramo quite specifically writes v'yain shelomu to our wine. So the machlokes v'achroinim if only our wine, which a goy touched, igivon muter ba'anoy. Also bishtir b'muter ba'anoy. Mashem ken b'yayin shel goy himself is also even ba'anoy. Yeah, it makes a huge difference, obviously, because we're talking his one is also ba'anoy, is moided to the Ramo, to the Mechaber. And the reason for that is because in his wine, I really don't know what happened to it. Maybe otakigat ha-machshov, mashem ken in my wine, he went and he touched it. I could point to the machloikis in that, in the achoinim, but there is two things. Also ba'anoy, Bastam Yenom according to the Mechaber and according to the Ramo Vein Tzach and Machlokes Achronim, if in only his wine, only a Yiddish wine touched by a goy, or even a wine which will belong to the goy. Akroponim Yain Meshumer steht in Achronim, and there is a longer tshuva from the Bes Yosef, which he writes to Italy, to in the one of the communities in Italy, that at the time people were making to drink non-kosher wine. And he writes them along the tshuva, a lot of achronim have written on this subject, and the achronim bring that up, as the achronim is really the amount that any person who is nichshel or the oiver in drinking stam yenom, we're not talking about yain from Avod Zohar, stam yenom, was not also with the rabbonon afilu, eloi zoiche veshoise fin yain ha-meshumer. So if a person is nichshel of yain stam yenom, we see how much Chazal was makbid of stam yenom, the gzere, we made it in zoiche yain ha-meshumer. And we see here that stam yain ha-meshumer, michoel ubote, what is yain ha-meshumer? I arrived in the Yain HaMeshumer since Mamesh Sudas Niflois, which I'm beyond death. But I think that was Mchogizem with Achrinim bringing in Arop. We all know that Yain is a Gematria Sud. Yeah? Yain, Nichnes Yain Yotso Sud, Shtek in the Chazal Sud. So, the secret. Yeah? Umimele, this is Shibin, this is 70. And, yeah? Sud is 70, Samevo of Dalet, and Yain is Samevo of Dalet. B'shas, Ramban said, B'shas, a person passed away, the first split second was a person have a mishpat in maybe a quarter of a regoin, Shekin Ramban Echezim, the Ribbono Shel Olam showed the person the ganze oitzris from Gan Eden, and the biggest tanug of a person, which a person can be zoiche to see afterwards, or I know also what a person can't see b'shas is on this world. Or in Meile, if a person is nishon, is not zoiche to this beautiful moment auf Zechir zu sehen, wo sie ja in einem Schummel. In Städten und Rishonim, später durch, es wäre einfach, wo es pinkt ja in Nefesh, a person is over of Yain Nefesh, is not solche to this particular one, what is the oinej, milik in the gemide. Aber an Kolponim, we see the special time, and Chazal was so much makbin on it. So I thought maybe we'll take few points in halachos to see what is Negea Bizmanein. The first thing which mentioned is Ligambe Isur Hanor and Isur Shtir. Bastam Yenom Bizmanenu, we don't have Isur Hanor according to the Ramo. Al Koponim, there is one Moedike Chidush. A Chidush from the Ben Ish Chai, which he named on Adobe Pashas Halacha. And he said, although we need, let's go back a step before. The Rambam said that the Yain Nefesh in Nisnasach L'Avodah Zorah, like we said, we need to be Nisuch L'Avodah Zorah. Mimele Ishmaelim, you know, or the Arabim, the Arabs who don't have, they are not over for the Avodah Zorah, is there a Yain that not also Ba'anor? No, Bishtir. Avdoli Bizmanenu. Like the Ramon said, today we, the Goyim, which are your Oyved Avodah Zorah, Bizmanenu, they are not Oyved Avodah Zorah, so mainly it's not also Bishtir, not Ba'anor.
Why is Bishtir also?
Why is Bishtir also? Oh, because Eshzachis, Duach Chazal, Andre Gemorah, Mishu, Andre Shimpenu Yisem, don't get asked Oyched, the Gemorah in Avodah Zorah, Andre Zorah, Avilu Chazal, Hom, took off one darge from Anor to Shtir, but did not to take away the ganze halacha from Midorais to the Kedin. He makes a machlokes, what is the time, correct. There is one more Moedik Yechid from Ben Ish Chai, and he said that if a goy wear a cross, this is menasech yain Midorais, and se mach Mamet jenom mishum doraisi dikedin. We made a lekuda goyse chidush. In I saw someone that wanted to say that because the Ben Ish Chai was in Iraq, we made there Beit Minig was definitely not to wear such a thing. So we made someone was wearing a cross is zichah ot gemeint favor de zor. But she enken I think in the European countries at least later on it became maybe more of a decoration, fashion. We mainly talking about the shaila. I mean, the shaila of selling Avodah Zorah is, you know, allowed. So in jewelry business, many people know that the shaila in selling this type of jewelry, well, you're allowed to do it. Well, oh yeah, that was definitely. Also, Akoponim, I know that it was a very big nidun by Mincha Sitzchot. Avada Beitzem, I think the heter in all the jewelry to sell such a thing because in Shkin Kavonas Avodah Zorah, Akoponim. But we see that he writes, when Ishkai writes quite clearly that do said Menafe. So Akoponim, we see that door is not so poshut. But with the Rabbonon, whatever happened, any wine on the market from a goyish, from a goy or a goy touch. And wine, it became also Bishtir, definitely. Nafkemine, what is Nafkemine if it's also Bishtir or Ba'anor? These two things. If we're talking also Ba'anor, you know, like even to give to a worker, you know, like to go to buy a present. Now, the time of the year where people go and buy presents, yeah, we need to be very, very careful not to buy non-kosher wine and to give it as a present, yeah, because it's according to their Shita, which we learn is also Ba'anor. Now, some of the Rachunim want to go even further, that all heter from the Ramo, which also, which is Mutar Ba'anor, is not if he got it, but not to go out and to buy something and to give it, of them Chazal Oms Nisht, of definitely Ge'aset, and this maybe goes into a different halacha, Legabe Mischer, which we're not going to go into it today, Legabe Mischer, Bidvorim Asurim, and so on. But Kolponim, this is one thing which one need to be careful not to buy wine, and we need to be careful as well that not only a bottle of wine, because there are certain other products which contain wine. We might be surprised to see that even in chocolate you can have cognac inside, for example, in the filling, not in it, and cognac is pure wine. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, especially the amount of cognac, and the reason for that because cognac is spirit. Basically, you boil out the wine and you extract the steam. Yeah, Azoi Machman, the oldest type of Bramfunzi, of spirit, yeah, and the Mimele, you are extracting the steam out of the wine. And Duskan de Shaile, does it still have the same aloha? And we pass in the aloha, maybe we'll come up to the later that it's Mamashadin from wine. The
so
same thing.
You can't buy champagne and non-kosher and give it to a glory for a present this Sunday.
No, champagne is Mamash wine.
I said, oh, yeah. Well, any wine, every wine.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Glory yeah.
This Sunday
as present. Yes, yeah. 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 Definitely. There are some who want to be making it, I'm not saying, but Lechatchile, Rav Poskim said, no, you're not allowed to go out and to buy a non-kosher bottle of wine, champagne, whatever it is. Anything.
What about if you're going out to have a drink, and they order wine, and you're paying for it?
Oh, wow. Okay, you're going to... No. Okay, the Ezlach is, this is another thing in the Shulchan Aruch a bit later, where are you drinking it? No, no. You went. You've been invited somewhere, or
you. Have to go after the social.
Well, no. Because it's we need to be very careful, and I want to mention an halacha here. So this is an halacha: the one you're not allowed to drink in a pub. The basic mishtem in a pub, yeah, you're not allowed. Yeah, yeah. This is an halacha. You're not allowed. Oh, exactly. Very good. Very good. Beer. Yeah. Beer, you're not allowed to drink, and you're not allowed to drink a pint of beer, not as well as I said, maybe today's a little, half a liter.
Once or twice, it's okay,
but fierce is okay. Oh, is it Andra Chuinim, but you should know it's in a cup of wine, Euchtomenis. It's not very, it's very, very delicate and halacha. So, if you want, we can talk another time on the subject, but. Where to drink? Either. But going to the Idal Chashulchan, talking about the child. Okay, so the Chashulchan have all the situation about such a halacha. Now, this is legabe de isur amru. Now, by making kosher wine, yeah, we go away from because we don't have a child, so cholila lechav of tan yenom. The legabe making kosher wine, there is few ways of doing it. Either a person buy grapes, do it yourself, or in a Yiddish factory. Fine. So everything goes through, and it's done by Yiddish workers. There's no problem with that. Otherwise, we find two ways of doing it. One can go to a goy to produce by a goy wine. Here we have two situations. Either the goy come and says to a rov, "Give me a hechsher, and I want to produce wine kosher for the Yiddish market." This is one way. It's my wine. You're doing it behechshem. Dusib shat chazal riven dusim digmor medoylom glenting moin avdazora metayer yeino shel akum. I am metayer the wine of shel akum. So how we do that? Or the yid go to the goy and say, look, you have a winery. Let me produce so and so much of wine by you, and I will buy it. I'll take it for the whole lot. I will take it away from you. We're not talking about the shayla. How is going to be sold later? Obviously, it's going to be chasim are beautiful. Chazal the Gemara said, "Metayer yeinu shel akum have a major problem because the goy is bo'ulam mamoinoi and he's scared something going to happen. So one, you are making the wine, you bring all your workers, all the yidden, but you're leaving the wine fermented in the winery, which doesn't belong to you, belongs to the goy, and he's only there." And so on. So Chazal says he's a major worried that the goy will climb. And even if you're going to seal it with all the type of chrysomers, which we know, yain, one or two chrysomers is definitely plenty of for yain. So we are chushes that the owner, we're talking all the owner of the winery, will make all type of tricks, will even falsify the chrysomers to try to redo it. And today he should to make sure that his wine doesn't go off at the time of the production. So Chazal said, stop, there is no such a thing. You can't produce, you have a major problem. So what do you do? So the halacha said, "Metayer yeinu shel akum," is in Yeridei Kufla Med Aleph. There is a few ways to do it. Either you stay there the whole time. You have the Yisroel staying there in the winery the whole time. So you are careful, you make sure that the goy doesn't touch it. This is one way to do it. The second way to do it, to buy the wine from the goy. So you tell the goy, okay, the wine was so and so much. Here you have. So I'm buying off the wine before it's produced. So mainly you don't have the chash of the worry is going to come out the wine or not. Hey, he sold his wine. No problem. Again, he did that. And this is something which is done in all type of commodities. You buy a field. Yeah, in the soygin, we all know one of the commodities in the soygin. People buy a field and you take the yield, whatever's going to happen, and so on. This is something which happens in all type of commercial, especially in this type of industry. The Rashba come up with not a different way, but easing up a bit to start giving a big sum of money to the goy with a whole for the whole cost of the wine. It can be a lot of money. So the Rashba said, if you just give a little bit of money, it's called trilas piroin. This is also a mechayev. So the goy know that you are mechayev to, because you started giving, and mainly it belongs to the yid, who mainly we are not choishes. However, thus we need something else to that. We need to have a star, that the goy makes a star, that in case that if the yid come after the wine be made, suddenly the goy says, the wine is very good, so take away your deposit and go and leave me the wine. I want to sell it to different customers. The wine can't go back in the world. So we made a definite ischaivus that this wine belong definitely for the yid. And we made in case that this is not enough, that the shtar is not done properly, it doesn't help. The whole thing doesn't help. And this is the answer, Aloche in Simen Kufla Medalev. Now there were machloikers between the Chacham Sofer and the Amot Rabanit. If you put a chuisemes onto the tank of wine, the barrel of wine, and then you can recognize when you come back, so the yid will seal it, and he'll come back, the same person, and will recognize that this is what I left exactly the way. Are we choishes that the goy changed the seal, or the chash of Chazal that you are choishes is only if, for example, Reuven put a seal and Shimon will come back, another person. So the goy said, look, between Reuven and Shimon, he does know, they don't talk, not like today, the communication not very well. So Mimele, do we need to be choishes? So the Ramot Chabanet says the oymes is makir achuisomers. If the second person comes and is makir the chuisomers, it's enough. You don't need to be chushesh so much that the goy was machlif completely. The Chasam Sofer was not very happy with it. He says because the timers the worried of the fermentation that the wine can go off. It can be goyrem that the goy will make such a big effort to make sure to produce the same type of chisomers. And mainly the Chasam Sofer was not happy with it. Chasam Sofer says it's not enough. And the only way to do it is if you have a Yisrael, a yid should be there on the spot. Lemaise in the achronim, in today's world, there is few ways if you want to do it. If you want to do it properly, you need to make number one the contract. Now, to make a contract, like we said, a shtar, that it belongs to the yid, in the Chasam Sofer said that this shtar needs to be not valid, bedine Yisroel, and this is something very interesting that we find, it needs to be valid, bedine akum. That if the goy will take you to court, but then the judge will say, yes, it is actually correct. And it belongs to the yid. It needs to be. You can't do it just with Dini Yisrael, because Dini Yisrael is not enough. Because the goy will tell you, I want to go to the goy. And just to tell you, Bishas, years ago, when we made some wine, we needed to make a contract, and it was drawn by a solicitor in France, because that's where we make the wine. And in it, because there was a difference of legislation between the laws between England and in France, what belongs to you, where can you be give back your deposit and so on. And Itaki was done by a lawyer there, and he made the person sign on it. This is eine Sach. The zweite Sach he given, we need to give the Trilles Piro on his word. So you need to give the Mormon in advance. Now here we have a little problem, and I think and also Negea with our server of today. The problem is, when you want to go, you give to an advance deposit for the goy. The wine has not been made yet, yeah, because you're giving it beforehand. It's you are buying dovo shelo ibolo ilom. Yeah. So the question is, obviously, is by a goy, it was that if you can clean it from a goy, dovo shelo ibolo ilom, and probably everyone knows the Chaim HaKadosh this week said, we bring the Gabi de Bechoyro. How could Yaakov Avinu buy the Bechoyro within the dovo shelo ibolo ilom, and bring the Rivosh? As maybe you can, the whole machlok is not going into that. So here, how can you go and buy the wine in the wine for the Oshlo Boleilom? So the terror for that is, yes, the wine in Loi Boleilom of Dekel Leperoisov, because the winery, the grapes are already here. Yeah? They are already grown. So we may, because why are you making this contract? Just before you start pressing. So Bahamas, the grapes have grown already, and the pears, they are already here. So in Mele, if you can be coin, you can be coin of, since Heth is the Oshel of Bolo Ilom, it's here on those words, so Mele can be coin. According to other Achoinim, it doesn't help. Because the Yain, if you are Yoitze, you are creating a new thing here, you take away the juice out of the grapes, and you are creating a new phase of a product to say, Oich do Oshel Bolo Ilom. And the Fah, some Achoinim said, what you should do is like that. You start pressing. And when it start, when does it start the Shaila, we said? When the Israel leave the place. Yeah? So mainly what you do is, before the Yid leave the place of the winery, he seals everything with all your chrysomas, which is makir, but then you give 1-2 pounds to the goy, a pound from the money deposit what you give them, kedei not to have a problem of dovo shelo ibolo ilom, you are buying what we have done today. So to say, yeah? So every day, once in a harvest, while you are pressing, today you press so much, here you give them 10 pounds, 10 euro, and so on, every day. So it doesn't take very long, the harvest. It's only b'shas pressing. Once you press, you got the wine. So mainly, you don't have this problem. So this is what BMS is done. So this, we do a contract, the Ashtar should belong to the Yid, and the Gabe Oich deposit, the Triles Piron, and as well, we should have later on some money, Kedez Ozan Aloche Fin Sheloi. Noch another Aloche, one more. By Yid. Everything by wine. Every single work needs to be done by a Yid. From the time of dropping the grapes into the press till the bottling. If after Mevushel it's necessary or not, depending what Mevushel today or not, because the machlokes of the Bishl of today is considered as Bishl, so today most of the Kashrus organization will accept that the Hashgoche and the Yid is until the bottle is filled. So this is most of the hashgoches. When you do that, Ravade, everything we need to be done. It's impossible to go through every little haloches. And about Koponim, another fundamental difference which we find in Yayin. And this is the hachshora of the killing. I think we mentioned kashering equipment, especially when we go to make wine by a goy, we need to kasher his equipment. So usually we know Erev Pesach, we bring out pots and pans, we dip it in boiling water. Of course, to kasher such a kelim from a goy could be done. You take a tank, a press, dip it in boiling water, something which is not really practical. Anyone who saw a press, not even from today, we're talking a press which have a capacity of 5-8 tons of grapes and Weiter, which is massive, you can't start taking it and dipping it. And we're talking about tank, storage tank of 20, 30, and I've seen up to 500,000 liters of capacity. So it's a huge tank. You can't just take it, or even boil up water inside, it's impossible. So what if they don't have a heating system, because it's not made to heat up any product, it's only a storage tank. The halacha says the three dargis. These are the dargi of klei hagat. Klei hagat are all the equipment which are used for the season of pressing, of separating the grapes from the stones, from the stems, and the seeds, and so on. It's all klei hagat, which you use usually only at the time of the press. And for that, Chazal said that the only is not bleir, it's all cold. So the only problem is what is stuck to it, onto the machine, and also to the equipment. So all klei hagat, which Chazal said, which is a press, and some machine would remove the grapes from the stems, and lick the pipe which transfers the juice, not the wine at the stem, because still juice, to the tank of fermentation, need to have a halacha of niguv. What is niguv? Niguv is basically washing. Washing is, the pshat is, you need to make sure to remove all the be'ein, which are on the surfaces. And in order to do so, you need to have three types of rings. And the halacha tell us, in the two places in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, you need to rinse it with water, first of all, to make it wet. And once it's wet, you need to, in Bizman Chazal, to put some sand, on top, so the sand rub off and take away all the stickiness of it. Or you put a detergent, something like Eiffel, like it was used to use for washing. They never have soap and such a thing. You used to have Eiffel, you to burn some material, some wood, and with this, that's what they used to use it. So you use it as a washing facility. Then you rinse it. Again, cold rinse. You remove plain water. And you repeat it again, a second time, and then you rinse it again the third time, and this is good enough. Why? Because you are sure that you remove all the sticking, all the mamoshes, the be'ein of the machine. There's no bleir directly into the equipment. Then there is klei kiyum. Klei kiyum is what? The storage tank, which you keep wine there more than 3 days. So then, there's a machlokes rishonim, the explanation. We all know that when you boil up something, then you have bleirs into the keli, and that's why you need to kasher. Here everything is cold. So why do you need then to kasher a klei kiyum? So the tenets is, there's two shittas in the rishonim explanation. One of them is because it's boilea, but klei kiper. Only klei kiper, only a little bit. So when you're going to kasher it, we'll see how you kasher it, you're removing the klei kiper. The other shita is, it absorbs. But when you kasher it, you weaken the taste of the wine in the furnace, and this is good enough. So how do you kasher it? The same way become also, by leaving wine into the tank for 3 days, you need to fill up the tank with water for 24 hours and then kill the top, leave it for 24 hours, then you throw away this water, you fill up again 3 days, does not need to be consecrated the dates one after the other. You can leave water for 7 days and then leave it empty for another week and come back again. It's no problem. The main thing is that 24 hours, 24 and 24. That's what it's called milui ve'irui. You fill it up and you empty up. Milui ve'irui for 3 days. Of course, boiling up help also. The Ramon brings up with another way of doing it, by irui klirishin. If you pour boiling water, usually we know that it doesn't, irui klirishin doesn't help for achshoga, but here, because it's only to weaken the taste of the wine, so the Ramon said irui klirishin, but with the condition to have even a misgalgel, a boiling stone, onto the boiling stone, the stone which is very hot, so you're putting boiling water onto the stone and thus make sure that the water keeps hot all the time, and then this is what removes the tam ayin. So there's usually two ways to do it. Now, To make milu v'ilu is not very, very simple, because water costs a lot of money, and especially in these places, not many of them have a lot of water. It's the time of the year in the summer, which water is very tightly controlled. Some of them have rivers which go not far, some of them have wells, so you can pump, but otherwise it's very difficult. So what some people do is they basically use the irui, which the Ramo said, with what they call a jet bowl. To clean a tank, you have like a shower head on top of the tank, which turn around, spin around. So you have a pipe which pump boiling water from a boiler, and this bowl turn around and spin, and hopefully it will reach every place on the surface of the tank. And this is what some people are making. And the only reason why they are making it is because today we have such a type of tank, which are the metal, stainless steel, which are properly without any crack or anything like that. They are very sterile and so on. So in Meile, people are making, and the Shcholom is such a shitter as the only meal the Iri is demanded only on Kli Cheres. But the mice in Kidum Shcholom passing as they need to be throughout all the type of keilim. Today, some people are a bit more makel in it. And also, legabe niguv, which we said, legabe kli agat, today with the detergent, which we have, like caustic and so on, so some people are more makel, you'd make one big wash of it and you go through it. I'll finish here. There's many more halachas to go through. Maybe another opportunity. I wish you'd be... you know, we should be zoichetake to yain ameshumer, and the more we are makpid on the yain bizman hazeh, more of that will be zoichet to yain ameshumer.